From WRIR's new music journal, The Rummage, here are the 8 albums selected this week. New Zealand-based Fat Freddy's Drop is a unique 7-piece ensemble with no drummer. Percussion and bass parts are created electronically by DJ Fitchy, who has more ideas than any 10 hip-hop producers combined. One of the world's finest soul singers, a skanking guitar and keyboards rhythm section, and a horn section that can honk like an R&B combo and solo like free jazzers. Blackbird is the 3rd studio album from Fat Freddy's Drop, and it's a breathtaking blend of reggae, soul, jazz, electronica, funk, and more. The Moonbees, house band at Magnolia's Bar and Grill, play humid Shine of Recline Southern Pop, tailor-made for the summer mixtape introduction. Their 2010 album, Everything's Simple, Everything's Complicated, would be the only thing to take on the ferry through the Outer Banks, evoking southeastern Australian peaches, alfalfa, venom, and saps. The album closes with a cover of the Golden Girls theme song, Thank You for Being a Friend, which fits perfectly to the warmth and ambiance of the album. Sean Nose, or Old Way, traditional Gaelic singing, is a disposition to oral history performance. Songs were told like stories in intimate, dreary, and vigorous homesteads, where connection to the human situation was a crucial source of entertainment. In traditional Sean Nose, performers are asked not to sing, but to say a song. The song is everything, and the singer minimizes himself by pulling down his cap, turning away, covering his face, or standing in a dark corner. A 2-disc recording of Sean Nose master Joe Heaney performing for ethnomusicologists, The Road from Connemara is staidly moving, fragile and robust, frugal and avid. Unaccompanied and brutally unadorned, Heaney was the aesthetic of Western Ireland incarnate, merely a vessel for his songs. The Road from Connemara is beautiful and devastating. It's not just these songs that Heaney gives breath to. It's the last, unadulterated, determined gasp of traditional Connemaran culture. Misuno's 1989 soundtrack for NES point-and-click adventure game Shadowgate comprises only a few 8-bit instruments, but like most retro soundtracks, makes lemonade because it has to. Shadowgate is more like lemon juice. It's souring, frightful, chilling, and paranoiac. The combination of shimmering conch shell melody and militaristic fold spindle and mutilate ticker tape rhythm masterfully set the player on edge and subvert them into a trance-like state. Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? In part 2 of Vinyl Safari, Massachusetts, find out how many records Breakfast Blend DJ Phil D bagged on his courageous quest through the wild grasslands of New England. This week, he hunts down yet more new wave, tribal post-punk, Little Richard, and a Riot Girl album called Man Overcome by Waffle Iron. London-based label Mice bring the latest uncategorizable Brazilian music to the world's attention. This compilation of hip-hop, afrobeats, reggae, and dub is a 2-disc set called De Hora, which means cool in Portuguese. Standout Malanguinho is slow and soulful, Bass do Tambo borrows as much from disco, rap, and shaft as from afrobeat, and Abue evolves from a long, very Brazilian percussion intro into a lovely, spacey jazz arrangement. ...2001's Life Without Instructions is a testament to Task Force's early image-establishing career in the new millennium's burgeoning UK hip-hop scene. In the classic sense of emceeing, they address socioeconomic inequality and community issues glibly and with urgency, as in the line, there's a war going on outside your front door, who you fighting for? And Instructions production demonstrates their penchant for the American Wild West, both through instrumentation and self-characterization. Task Force exude the poised swagger of urban cowboys struggling in the amorphous urban jungle of London's North Side. Though it's been years since their last release, Anvil Salute's 2013 album Black Bear Rug plays out like it turned delay into gestation. Wonderfully atmospheric, Black Bear Rug must simply have come when it was ready. This stellar standout, fourth-person singular, is a flat-out gorgeous song, existing in multiple and opposing states. Welcoming, warm, soothing, melancholic, and yearning, it grabs that achy, loose tooth and wiggles the cliché out of it. Thanks for listening. To learn more about The Rummage, Crate Diver's care of WRIR 97.3, and to read this week's newsletter, visit therummage973.wordpress.com.